Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to
what's
the
up, what's
sound
up, everybody? Welcome
of
aboard to the Bubba Show. Time of Orange with you, and what's going on?
We know that
we don't care about cybersecurity, because even with the cybersecurity, with the big attacks yesterday, the markets were still higher. So what does that say to you? Okay, it says that nobody cares. It's not an issue. It's not a big deal. And of course, I'm not saying that it is a big deal or it's not a big deal. I'm simply just saying that, you know, we have to understand that overall, right now, the markets are still willing to go higher. And until that changes, there's not really much to say about it. I mean, you know, you look at the information, and certainly you would think normally there might be a little bit of concern or a little bit of scare about that. But no, there is no scare. Nobody gives a rat's ass. And I think that's something that you have to, you know, look at and say, okay, that's the way that it goes. And certainly, we're not going to, you know, use or try to make it something, because again, the one thing we know for sure is that the markets always decide what's going to be next. And, you know, we can think that it's a big crisis. We can think that it's a problem, but at the end of the day, it's not. Why? Well, because the markets are told you. They told you yesterday that they didn't care. And this is very common when you see things happening and the markets don't react adversely because, again, they're not concerned. They're saying, okay, it doesn't matter. It's immaterial. And indeed, maybe it is immaterial. But at the end of the day, okay, here we are looking for a reason for the market to maybe go lower, and yet they don't. So that just goes to show you that money doesn't give a crap about anything else except for whether or not they can make more money. And that is something that we have to remember always, because if you think that you're going to outsmart or wing the market, you're seeing right now that is not the case, because at the end of the day, nobody cares. And I think that's the importance that you have to take away from this type of event, is that nobody cares. And again, they'll care when it affects their possible bottom line, but until then, they're not going to have any concern whatsoever. And you know, these are things that you look at from, you know, on a long-term perspective, saying, okay, so I get that the markets don't care. And of course the markets don't care. So let's not make or pretend that it's an issue, because it's not. And that just goes to show you that there's still money flowing in. Volatility is still mediocre. And, you know, we can talk about all of the things you want. You can talk about the Trump and the Comey thing, and you can talk about, you know, the North Korean bombing that now they're saying that they can put a nuclear warhead on their missile that can reach the United States. But yet here we are, the markets don't care. And I think that's the thing that, you know, you have to take a look at and understand that there it is. It's there for you in black and white, that no matter what you and me or you and I think, the markets are unconcerned about what's going on. Even the bond markets were lower, okay? So all those things are telling you that, okay, we're going to continue to work our way, and this is perfectly natural in a market that A, has very little interest right now. Volume continues to fall off. Volume continues to be a lack of interest. And, you know, when the markets decide, then they'll start to go down. And this is where this is why it's not wise to try to pick the top of the market, because I'm sure that many of us would have said, hey, look at all this bad stuff going on. We should be short this market coming in. And you'd be coming in for a little bit of a rude surprise and a little bit of a beatdown in a market that is now running higher. And I think this is, again, something that we have to look at as a trader, as an investor, and recognize what's going on in the markets, because there is no concern. You have the OPEC, and again, I think this is a bunch of BS as well. OPEC is going to extend their freeze and pumping, but what difference does it make? We've already seen that doesn't make a difference after the initial pump, and I think this is another great opportunity to take a smash at selling. I think that this is another spot that we can look at as an opportunity to take advantage of the markets by selling oil, because I think that oil should be sold. I think that oil is certainly overvalued and overpriced, and certainly has a lot more room to go on the downside, especially now, because when you look at it and you say, okay, well, again, why would I expect this time to be different with oil when after the initial pop to 55 on OPEC, they've tried their damnedest to continue to work it, but yet here we are working our way higher and going to look for a spot to sell, because this is only going to make a lower high. And what it really is going to do is going to say, give us the opportunity to work our way, out of it. And, again, this is just, to me, just a great opportunity to take advantage of the market and sell it again, because you are putting yourself if you put yourself in the picture and you say, okay, so what is creating this? It's very similar to the cyber ticks. Why is the market not going down? All right. And why has the OPEC story is old? Why is oil not flying higher? It's actually just in that area of bouncing in which we identified on Jobs Friday, saying that 44 level is probably a spot to step in and look at it as a potential buy, because overall we would expect that it would be a great opportunity to buy it for a bounce, and here's the bounce. And again, this is something that we will always look at as opportunities and the way that the markets work, because again, the markets will always give you an idea of what they're thinking and what they think should be happening. So here we're getting it, and we're getting the old nice little move and the opportunities to go ahead and sell it. And I think that is what we miss out on when we decide that we're trying to overall predict these types of things, because why would we want to try to predict it when we can just wait and react to it? It's important stuff. Again, reaction is much more important than prediction, because the moves would typically get much more follow through if you are reacting versus predicting. So keep that in mind. And of course, keep in mind that we're going to step out here for break. This is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm allows you to download the show every day, and make sure that you download that and the Sporting Edge. And also go to BubbaTrading.com and you can hear my Bubba's Bottom Line. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back after the break. All Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Bubba here. And, you know, as we look around the business world, we see markets that try to work higher. And, of course, what are we looking at? We have the so-called retail ice age, obviously getting creamed in the retail sector, you know, especially the brick and mortar. You know, because nobody needs to go shopping anymore. So why are the markets continuing higher? You know, we talked about that earlier about the cyber attack. Nobody cares. Well, nobody cares about this either. And nobody thinks about the number of jobs that are going to be lost from this retail ice age, from this closing of stores. And it's not just the store employees that are going to be gone. It's going to be the building employees of where they're at, the custodial workers, the people that do the garbage, the people that do the parking lots, and all those other people are going to lose jobs as well. And yet we don't care. We don't have an issue with any of that. And again, I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that these are things that, you know, we look at. And of course, you know, what else does it have an effect on? Well, now that has an effect on the truckers. The number one job, I believe, in the world right now, or in the United States anyways, is driving a truck. Now, of course, as we close down stores, we lose the need to have drivers to drive these trucks. So, you know, again, you I think it's 20% of the workforce, I think, something like that. Now, again, I'm not creating any panic or anything. I'm just saying that it is an amazing fact that we continue to ignore all of this because nobody cares. And again, that is the overall issue that we have to just look at and say, okay, does it matter? Well, right now for the market, it does not matter. Will it matter? I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you that it will matter, but you continue to mount and add these things together and you say, wow. You know, we've got a jobs problem. We've got a retail problem. You know, and what about the, you know, the companies, the corporations, the stockholders? I mean, these companies cannot continue to stay up, so they're going to have to come down. So, and then what effect do these anchor type stores have on the other stores that are in the mall? So now I'm sure we have an effect onto the smaller business. You know, what happens to, you know, if a, you know, Kohl's or Ross stores goes out, that they anchor one of the centers and you have some other stores there, what happens to those? So you see the effect that this can potentially have. Now, again, it's not, this is not to be brought in a state of panic. This is not to tell you, this is just saying, hey, this is what's happening. And yet we continue to ignore every bit of it. And, you know, again, I'm not saying it should have a dramatic effect, but again, when you look at the overall picture, it takes what they call the velocity of money to grow the economy. And obviously the velocity is slowing down to a crawl because people that are going to lose their jobs, you know, these retails, you know, those are some good jobs. I mean, they pay, some have benefits and you can make a reasonable wage, and now they're going to be gone. And that was always a place where most people could go to at least give them an opportunity to get a job because it didn't require dramatic skills. In other words, you had to be able to communicate with people and possibly sell, but you didn't have to know computer language. You didn't have to be a coder. And all of a sudden, here we are, once again, with another reason to believe that there could be some issues. So, you know, as the problems mount, as the debt continues to grow, it becomes a question of, well, when does it mean anything? And of course, that's a great question because we never know when it's going to actually mean anything because it'll mean something when the investors, when the big money decide that it's time to mean something. But of course, with all of the major events that we've seen recently, they have had no meaning. So, you know, again, we're going to continue to, you know, to keep our eye on it and watch. But, you know, there's just so many little things going on. And of course, you know, the commodity markets, you know, continue to be under duress. You know, the dollar continues to go down. And now we see a little bit of a rally, a little bit of a bid for gold. And which is, makes sense. A little bit of a build for silver. I mean, I think those are two great asset classes to be potentially looking at. But I think, you know, overall, again, you're looking at something that we're certainly seeing that the markets have no regard for anything and could care less as to, you know, what is going on in the world. And, you know, I mean, the cyber attack, you know, I guess they call it ransomware. I mean, nobody cares about the ransom. And believe it or not, they're saying that you should pay the ransom. So where does that end? How does that end? Well, okay, if I know that I can get away with ransomware and charging you and making you pay me, where does that end? And, you know, these are just little things that, you know, we just, again, I love when, you know, markets just ignore everything. Like it has no effect on them. So why should I be concerned? And, you know, it's kind of funny. It's kind of interesting. All right. You know, that, you know, I mean, you all know that, you know, our airplanes are all run by computers. Do you think that these attackers could get into the planes? You know, I don't know if they can or not. Again, that's well above my pay grade, but can they? Okay. I know. I remember back a little while ago, they were doing some stuff with some cars that they were able to, take over, and crash and things like that. So, you know, considering that our whole universe is run by computers, considering that a lot of the things that we do are automated, I mean, your banking, your money, everything is automated, and we just don't care. I don't know. I'm not telling you that you should be worried. I'm just saying, interesting that we've just totally decided that it's not worth our thought. And, you know, we watch in amazement as markets continue to try to work higher. And, you know, banks continue to try to work higher. And, you know, it's an interesting idea that we're not concerned about the things that are potentially going on. And, you know, if we continue to do that, I mean, you know, this is where the complacency, this is where, you know, this is the way we've always done it. This is where it doesn't matter. Always comes into play. You can only ignore things for so long. But my point is why are we not, you know, nipping it in the bud right now? As I said with ISIS a number of years ago, on Maria Bartiromo's show, is why are we not going after them right now? Why are we waiting to see how much damage they can do when it doesn't really matter? Why don't we just take them out now? And then we won't have to worry about the damage because there won't be any, because we'll take care of it. Does that not make sense? I don't, you know, again, this is something that doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense to me, that we cannot go ahead and take care of this. I mean, we have the smartest people in the world here. And why are we allowing these things to take place? And to me, that becomes a much, much bigger issue, is we are letting bad things happen that should never be happening. We are letting bad things happen that we could certainly control ahead of time. But when did we become such a bunch of sissies? When did the United States become weak and not the aggressor? I'm not saying that we should go beat the crap out of everybody. I'm saying, but now there is a problem. Let's handle the problem and not wait for it. I don't get it, but we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm will get you all of the information you need to download The Bubba Show, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. In the meantime, check out BubbaTrading.com. We're going to step out here for break. But we'll be right back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, of course. I was just getting my blood pressure going before we went to break, and I don't understand why we are not trying to be more of the aggressor now and take down some of this stuff. I don't understand where we became the, as they say, the pansies of the world, all right, and allow these putzes to control everybody. I mean, where is it that it's written that we cannot defend, that we cannot take care of, and we cannot go after these people? I mean, we are the smartest, the biggest, the most powerful nation in the world. Why are we letting these people take advantage of us? And I think that becomes the more bigger issue is we need to go after these people. We need to clean house. We need to take care of business. We need to knock it down. And we cannot allow this to continue. I think you get to a spot and a point that you're allowing the criminals to take over when we could certainly handle it. At least from everything I understand, we could handle it. So why aren't we handling it? Okay. I mean, obviously, the equity markets believe that we're going to handle it. The bond market believes we're going to handle it. I think the only thing that's giving you a little bit of maybe trepidation is the bond market, but they're thinking that you can handle it. So why wouldn't we just go take care of it? I mean, we know how dangerous this can be. So what is the issue and what are we waiting for? Yet you now have, you know, the VIX, you know, looking to take out, you know, the 11-year lows and make all-time lows. You've got the money flowing in, looking. You've got the continued five or so stocks that continue to trade higher and get bought it for any reason. It doesn't matter. And, you know, is that, you know, what we're trying to, you know, accomplish here? And this is always a sign that when you continue to ignore potential problems, right, that you could have a problem. And again, I don't want to be panicked here, but I don't, my curiosity comes to very simple. Why are we not going after these people? Why are we not kicking some ass? Why are we not ending this threat before it becomes a real problem? I mean, isn't it enough that they got 100-some thousand companies with problems because of this thing? All right. I mean, this goes to the ISIS thing and everything. Why is it that we don't just handle it? I mean, where's my logic flawed? And that's what I don't understand, because I don't think it's flawed, but obviously I'm in the minority here. As we wait to see what these jamokes are going to do. And, you know, again, it's just not logical when you have the power to do something and you don't do it. And that, again, becomes, to me, something that becomes a bigger story is we've got the power. What are we waiting for? And, you know, I don't want to sit back and wait until it's potentially too late. I wanted to get taken care of now. But, you know, you've got all kinds of things going on, and we're worried about this, we're worried about that, but yet we do nothing about any of it. And, you know, we've got, you know, major issues, starting with debt, starting with jobs, and we're going into a time that we're going to need to provide a lot more jobs as the summer comes into play, and the high school and college kids needs to go to get some jobs to, you know, earn their monies to go through and earn, you know, so they can go to school next year. And, you know, and where are these jobs going to come from? Because a lot of these jobs are being taken up as jobs that people are using as their careers now. So, you know, we continue to ignore the facts that are right in front of our face and let the nonsense happen. And, you know, how are we going to be in a better position next week than we are this week and the week after and so on and so forth? Because we allow these things to continue to float and we do not get and stop any of it. And of course, so you have the destruction of jobs, although they keep telling me we're at full employment and everything's good. You have the diminishing wages. Again, you know, they say everything's fine, but of course, if you're making less than you were making in 2000, are you really fine? And to me, these are things that, you know, are much more serious problems than anybody talks about. And why don't we, you know, look into any of this? And why is it we continue to try to sweep it underneath the carpet and forget about it? You know, there's just so many things going on that we can't really just throw it under the ground. All right. And, you know, if we're going to see, you know, these things continue to happen, you know, then it's going to be cause a bigger problem. So to me, it needs to be addressed and addressed now. Now, you know, you've got all kinds of things other than that happening in the world. And, you know, we've got a weakening economy, although they tell me it's stronger. But again, how can it be stronger? You're going to lose a bunch of jobs. You've got the industry that we're in are telling us that, you know, these jobs are going to disappear, and yet we just don't care. And that shows you how we always tend to believe that this time could be different. The world has changed all of a sudden, and, you know, we can ignore the things because we know that, well, it's just got to get better. And I think that's where you start to see the mistakes. I mean, you know, the whole reporting and news is such a crock and so crappy that everybody thinks that they can just let it go. And I think that is another problem that we have, is we have too much information that is not reported correctly. We have too much fake news, but I don't know that it's fake news. I think it's incorrect news. And that is a sad state as well. When you think about it, you know, we have, you know, these reports on Trump all the time, and he's impeached, they're going to go after him, blah, blah, blah. And again, I don't know anything about it. I know what I think. But, and then of course you had last week, all of the major networks misreporting just on something as simple as the VIX or the volatility index. And I think that becomes another problem that we just don't, you know, address. You know, why are they reporting incorrect information. Why can't they, you know, because it's more sensational? Are we that worried about ratings and advertising? I mean, all I hear is who the number one station is. And quite frankly, I don't really give a shit. Okay. I'm kind of pissed off about, I like to have the facts and let me tune in. But we've become so divided on, you know, the news and where it should be. And why shouldn't we just have and get news straight? I mean, you know, the misreporting that we have is disgusting. Okay? The not correcting a story, the cheerleading of the market is disgusting. Why? Well, because a lot of people depend on that kind of news to help them make a potential financial decision. And, you know, if we keep reporting incorrectly and we talk people into doing something that they may not want to have done or may not would have done or might not do, but other than it was for you at the news, and you keep telling them that it's this time is different, you know, people don't always know. They don't always recognize where we are. And I think that becomes another problem. You know, to me, that's an issue that we have to get away. I think that the education of our people should be more important. And I don't think we're doing a good job of that. I think that this fake news and this phony reporting and this, you know, trying for ratings and sensationalism is not very good. And I think that it misleads the average person. And when you mislead the average person, you typically lead them into a path that is not very good. And to me, that pisses me off. And I'm really sick and tired of the crap because we cannot get a straight story anywhere. And I think that's another problem, that we should be entitled to the facts. We should be entitled to the truth. And it just irritates the you-know-what out of me. But I'm going to step out here for a break and calm down, go get a paper bag and breathe into it. But in the meantime, you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show, as well as the Sporting Edge. And also check out bubbatrain.com. We'll be back after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bob Horowitz coming right back to you after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, I'm just, one major bitch session, of course. And, you know, what did I tell you? I don't mind bitching when I think I got a point to bitch at. And, as I look around and see the things that are going on, and, you know, we watch the different areas of the markets and of the economy, and, you know, we continue to ignore what the economy is all about. And I think that's another sad case. You know, why aren't we reporting exactly what the economy is? Why are we trying to convince, it's hard to convince people that things are doing better if they're not doing better. It's hard to convince people that everything is great if they're not doing great. And again, I think that you're creating a monster here, because again, you know, it's a it's an issue that, you know, the individual that makes up the sum total, you know, we keep hearing about the positive and all the good stuff and consumer confidence and this, that, and the other thing. And I go, really? Who are they asking? You know, where are those numbers coming from? Where is that great confidence that we're supposed to be having coming from? And I don't see it anywhere. I mean, you know, I go by and where I live, I see the restaurants are doing a little bit better. And I see that, you know, some of the lower end jobs are available. But, you know, where's the rest of it? And I think that becomes an issue that needs to be addressed overall, is who's making up these numbers? Who's saying that everything is so much better when where would we find it to be all that much better? You know, again, store after store is closing. You know, we've got less and less jobs and less possibilities. Now, obviously, there's, you know, a lot of jobs out there at less than you were making before. There's a lot of jobs out there at, you know, minimum wage or at service jobs. But, you know, aren't those going to start to disappear as well? You know, I was at a restaurant the other night that, you know, they didn't have any help. They didn't have any wait staff. They just used you ordered from your table with an iPad. Well, there's a lot of jobs that we're not having. And, you know, as technology rolls on, we're going to continue to eliminate more of those jobs. And if we don't do something now to either educate or at least to help the people that are going to need it the most, which is the uneducated or the ones that, you know, are older, they need to be able to do something. And we need to fix that. You know, again, these are things that are extremely important overall from a standpoint of, you know, the overall economy and what's our next step. And if we continue to ignore all this, we end up with a problem. You know, it's just a simple matter of, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And it's not so much the tax cuts. You know, listen, the middle class who's not making as much money isn't that necessary for a tax cut. I don't know that it's going to create all that much more spending when you're not making a living to begin with. All right. So, you know, what's more important? Well, I think healthcare is extremely important. I think the ability to let banks lend money is extremely important. I think that all of these things become more important than anything else because our biggest story here should be trying to create more entrepreneurs. And the way that you create them is they have to have the ability to borrow money. They have to have the ability to go to a store or go to a bank and borrow money at a legitimate lending rate and not a usury rate. Because we've seen many of these peer-to-peer lenders that advertise every day that those rates are more in what we would call the usury category compared to what rates are. I mean, you know, if you're going to have to pay 11, 12, 13%, you know, to open a business, it makes it much harder when your competition is being able to, you know, borrow at 3, 4, 5%. So those are issues that become a bigger problem as well. And so that's where the problem lies. It's not in the tax cut yet. The tax cut will help the rich. It will help the big companies. But it's not going to... Listen, they've learned... The big guys have learned to work with less help. They have learned to work with a tighter staff. They have learned that they can pay less. So they're not going to expand until it's absolutely necessary. So why would we want to build them when we need to build companies that will actually hire and it will actually hire at a good working wage? All right. That is more important than anything else, is the ability to work and have somebody build a business, because people that are building businesses hire more, pay better, and create more opportunity. But so far, it looks like our overall objective is to wipe out everybody except for the big companies. It's in the banking industry already. There is no small banks. The small banks have trouble surviving. And, you know, it's becoming in every business. And what happens is, most of the time is, you know, somebody gets lucky and lags on to a Walmart or somebody like that as a vendor. But Walmart kills them on the dating and when they pay. And then after a while, Walmart spits them up and throws them out and does it themselves. Because what Walmart's buying is not a product. They're buying money. They're buying free money for a period of time. And you know, this is pretty standard. And of course, you know, if you're desperate to make money, you're gonna a lot of time go for those deals. And that's, again, those are more issues that we have seen. And we've seen the destruction of the flea markets, all right? You know, there's so many of them, if there's any, and none of them are any good anymore But that was a great spot where a lot of people were able to make a little extra dough. And now those are gone. So, you know, we keep eliminating the opportunity for the little guy to make a business. That where do we go from here? And I think that's the bigger problem. And it's the problem that nobody is willing to talk about nor recognize. They keep talking about things that affect the big, but they're not talking about the things that affect the people that can actually make the country different. They're not talking about the thing that can actually make the country, turn around. And I think that's the bigger problem. I think that's the issue that we are not addressing. I think that's the issue that we should be addressing. And if we don't address it soon, I think it's going to become a much bigger problem. And for my money, again, we know that the little guy builds the economy. The middle class controls the economy and makes it better. Without them, you got nothing. And I think that's something that we've missed. I think that's something that we're ignoring. And I think it's something that, you know, I hope that somebody realizes that we need to have the little guy in play so that we can then grow and we can then see better financial health throughout the country. There's where the issue comes down to. But of course, we're more interested in destructing the middle class instead of building it. Just one man's opinion. And it's mine, Bubba. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Get you the download of the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, at BubbaTrading.com, you can get Bubba's Bottom Line, among other things that we do there. In the meantime, check it out, BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. See you back here tomorrow, Wednesday, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, I appreciate you being here. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care. Have a great day.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.